This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Jason Loth. He is the co-founder of Spine Align, a mattress and pillow company dedicated to helping people achieve restorative sleep. He also owns and practices in a multidisciplinary wellness center in Mesa, Arizona, where he treats patients on a regular basis with joint, muscle, and nerve dysfunctions related to poor posture. Dr. Loth, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Great. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
And no problem. Our pleasure, and really appreciate your time. So tell us about your background and why you actually started Spine Align.
Yeah, sure. So my background, as you mentioned before, is in the health and wellness industry. I received my doctorate of chiropractic back in 1998, and I've also received a couple other degrees since then. One is a certified strength and conditioning specialist degree, along with a certified chiropractic sports physician degree. And as a sports chiropractor, I've treated many patients over the years, and the majority of my patients have responded great to the care that I've given them. But one of the things that I noticed early on in my practice that I had some patients that either their problems were either slow to respond or they would return frequently. And I was puzzled about why this was happening with many of them. And one of the things that happened is I finally figured it out. I think I was finally able to relate for them. Many of their problems when they would return like this were directly correlated to either their poor sleep postures or their lack of support or a combination of both of those. And the further I dove into this, I was able to relate it specifically to their mattresses or their pillows, if not both of them. And this was the beginning of Spine Align. So once I realized this, I also was having a little problem of finding the right pillow that would support me correctly in correct biomechanical posture, which I went through more than two dozen of them on the market, which none of them suffice. So the Spine Align pillow and mattress from then were created, and I created them specifically to help people sleep better, but also allowing them to achieve and maintain correct sleeping posture while they slept, of course, with optimal support and comfort. And we're supposed to sleep, according to sleep experts, 6 to 8 hours a night, which is approximately a quarter to a third of your life, and that's a long time. So if we're not in this correct sleeping posture or position, it could cause a lot of problems. Now, that being said, the quality of sleep, in my opinion, is one of the biggest factors to one's overall health, and that's why I created Spine Align.
Well, I think this is fantastic what you have here through Spine Align and the impact you're already having in the space. Thank you so much. Now, tell us, is poor sleep a big problem, and how does it affect people? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as I mentioned before, poor quality and quantity of sleep actually can be very detrimental to one's health, of course. Quantity meaning the amount of time that we actually sleep. This is important because if we don't have enough time in the sleeping state, our minds and bodies can't fully recover and regenerate. Again, most sleep experts will recommend 6 to 8 hours of sleep per night. And I personally believe this is different with each individual because we're created different. But the reason I think it's different is because it's dependent on the quality of sleep. And so that being said, on the other hand, the quality of sleep is how well we sleep while we're asleep. You hear the phrase deep sleep, or they talk about are you sleeping deep kind of thing. And what they really mean by that is how well our bodies and minds are able to cycle through all four stages of sleep, and, along with the REM sleep cycle that fully allows us to get through those cycles to have full restoration and recovery. Now, the things that can happen with each of these stages of sleep really help us to fully, like I said, regenerate and recover. And poor sleep, whether it's quality or quantity, can lead to many problems within your health. And it can also affect your productivity throughout the day. Poor sleep can also lead to diminished immune function. It can lead to slower metabolism, hormonal imbalances, just to name a few. And all of these can have a negative effect on our body, and it can really affect how we are able to heal from illness, injuries, and even disease for that matter.
Yeah, it is definitely clear that sleep is very important for our health. So thanks for your input there. Now, what should people do to improve their sleep and have a more restorative night's rest?
Yeah, so there's many things that people can do. You know, just a few quick ones. Obviously, limiting caffeine intake throughout the day, but especially anytime in the afternoon. Trying to get away from electronic devices at least an hour before you go to sleep at night to let your bodies and minds calm. Making sure the room is completely dark, because light affects your sleep as well, even through your eyelids. And not drinking anything maybe the last 3 hours at night before you go to bed, so you're not up all night long using the restroom and coming out of those sleep cycles again. Those are some things that can definitely help. You know, but from what I've seen, there are three things that I think are the most important things to address. And those three things are: the first one is your sleep posture or position. The second thing is the support that you're getting, specifically from your mattress and your pillow. And then the third thing is your body temperature, or how comfortable we are in that regards when we sleep. You see, what happens is if you don't sleep in correct posture or support, it'll put a tremendous amount of stress on your muscles and joints. And this is what I get to work with every day, so I get to see this. This obviously will lead to muscle tightness and joint dysfunction or restriction, and this in turn leads to discomfort and even pain. So what our body's natural reaction is to avoid this pain. So what we do throughout the night is we move, right? So we avoid the pain and discomfort, and that's where you kind of get the phrase toss and turn all night long, so to speak. And I think the reason we do this is because we're avoiding discomfort. And, you know, this slight waking that occurs when we toss and turn can, again, disrupt the sleep cycles, and obviously not allowing us to get through all five stages of the sleep effectively. And this obviously inhibits our restoration and allowing us to sleep deep to fully recover and repair. So with that being said, you know, my recommendations for these three main things are, you know, first off, to make sure you have the temperature of your sleeping environment be set to a comfortable setting. Now, what I usually say is not too warm, not too cold, kind of like the Goldilocks rule. And I'll speak in regards to that with the firmness of mattresses down the line too. But you should be able to be cool but comfortable. You know, some sleep experts, again, will say that 68 degrees is the optimal temperature to sleep in. And others say 60 degrees and anywhere in between, of course. I, again, personally believe that every person's different with this, and it's not one specific temperature that works the best for everybody. And that being said, you know, the goal behind this is you shouldn't wake up or move at night because you're too hot or too cold. So that's kind of with the sleep temperature. Now, the second thing is to make sure you have a great quality mattress, a mattress that's not too old, one that's made with great materials, one that supports you correctly. And it also has materials that can help regulate the body temperature as well. Every mattress is different, but I usually say that you should replace your mattress within 7 to 10 years, and that's if it's a good quality mattress, because over time, these materials will break down and start supporting you less and not be as quality and effective at what it's trying to accomplish. Another thing that can help is rotating your mattress every 60 days or so. This can also add some life to your mattress as well. And again, as for firmness, like I mentioned before, I'm a fan of the Goldilocks rule, not too hard, not too soft, but in the same token, everyone's different. So a medium to firm mattress can yield great support when it comes to sleeping in regards to that. Now, again, every person's different in regards to that. Some people sleep really, really well with firm mattresses, and some people sleep really, really well with medium mattress. So again, each person's different when it comes to that as well. Now, the next thing that I recommend is a great pillow that offers the capability to sleep in correct posture. When it comes to pillows, there's tons of pillows on the market. And what I've found is majority of the pillows don't allow you to achieve correct posture and optimal support while you sleep. And the importance of a pillow is that it's fully customizable. And what I mean by this is it allows you to maneuver the fill within the pillow to achieve that correct posture in both back and side sleeping positions. And within this, you can't actually sleep in back and side sleeping positions on the same support mechanism of a pillow because our biomechanics are different in positions. So that's what I usually recommend when it comes to sleeping on a pillow. Now, sleeping position is important. Back is the best position, but if you are a side sleeper, one of the things that I do recommend with that is to have a body pillow, something that you can put between your knees and wrap your arms around. And when you do this, it helps to keep you in correct posture and also helps with maintaining correct spinal alignment as well. Now, with these only being a few things, and of course, very important things, I do believe the three things that I just mentioned are the most important things to help you get a restful and restorative night's sleep.
Certainly some great information and most helpful. Really appreciate all those fabulous tips and the thorough coverage today. We are with Dr. Jason Loth, the co-founder of Spine Align, a mattress and pillow company dedicated to helping people achieve restorative sleep. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio, Sleep Health and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So tell us, Dr. Loth, what is different about the Spine Align pillow and mattress? What makes it different?
Yeah, so Spine Align was created to be different and unique in the sense that the products at Spine Align were designed to specifically help each individual achieve correct sleeping posture and support and to optimally help them get the best sleep possible. The Spine Align pillow is one of the only fully customizable pillows on the market, and it's meant for back and side sleepers in the fact that this pillow is unique because it has zippers on the back of the pillow, and these zippers allow you to have access to the internal shredded fill. This gives you the ability to add or to remove or to change the position of this fill as needed to allow you to achieve the correct sleeping posture and comfort. As for the Spine Align Luxury Hybrid Mattress, it was made using some of the best quality materials possible. And some of the materials that we used with this were copper-infused foam and gel-infused foam. And both of these foams have capabilities of dissipating heat, which provide for comfort and, of course, temperature regulation as well. It also has a specific pocketed coil system with individually functioning coils that helps to provide optimal support while someone sleeps. So these individual functioning coils can move individual of each other and actually support where our bodies need the most support, again, to help to achieve optimal posture and spinal alignment. All of our products contain CertaPure foams, which are some of the best and cleanest materials in the market. So in my opinion, these are just a few of the qualities that set Spine Align apart from any of the other beds and pillows on the market.
Lastly, Dr. Loth, how has being in the sports industry changed the way you look at sleep and performance? Let's conclude there.
Yeah, so myself personally, I was a college baseball player and an Ironman triathlete, and obviously I've worked with many athletes within my practice from all types of athletic nature, and I personally have found and believe that sleep and performance are directly related. Lack of quality and quantity of sleep can impact your performance in a very negative way. And when you don't sleep enough or sleep soundly, your body and your mind don't get recovered and revitalized like they should, of course. Now, this can lead to lack of focus, lack of concentration, inhibited endurance, less than optimal strength, and, of course, less than optimal total physical exertion. So all of these can directly affect your performance. When you're not thinking properly or your body's not fully rested, you definitely won't perform at your best. Now, the other thing that comes into play with this is when you're not optimally rested, your body is more vulnerable to injuries. And this is something that I get to deal with every day, people getting hurt from their athletic endeavors. And obviously, poor quality sleep, I believe, like I said before, is directly related to this. Now, not only does this concept relate to sports, but I also found that it relates to performance of all people in their daily lives. It can relate to the business owner. It would perform less than optimal at running their business, to a parent just parenting their kids if they're lacking sleep, to a teacher, to a student not focusing, even a coach, and even a spouse or a friend, among others. So I think this is applicable to everyone when it comes to performance just in their daily lives. So knowing this, you know, I believe sleep is so important that it not only affects your performance, but it can affect your overall quality of life.
Couldn't agree more how important sleep is and a good night's rest is for our health, and really appreciate all you do on behalf of Spine Align. And also not only that, but sharing some great information, focusing in on the importance of a good night's rest and how it does relate to our overall health. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information on Spine Align, your products, and further details. How could listeners get more information online?
Yeah, I would recommend people reach out to the check us out on the internet on our website. It is spinealign.com. That's spine, S-P-I-N-E, align, A-L-I-G-N.com. And on that website, we'll have access to our products and what we recommend and our story, of course, and contact information if you want to reach out to us with further questions.
Sounds like a plan, and we'll also include links within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Again, Dr. Loth, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Yes, you're welcome, and thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Jason Loth, the co-founder of Spine Align, a mattress and pillow company dedicated to helping people achieve restorative sleep. And for all the details, visit SpineAlign.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.